Highway and vehicle knowledge. Signs, signals, and pavement markings. Traffic control devices include traffic signals, signs, and pavement markings. Traffic control may also be provided by law enforcement officers, highway personnel, or school crossing guards. You must obey these directions. Traffic signs. There are several types of traffic signs, including regulatory, warning, work zone, guide, and other types of signs. You should learn to recognize them by color and shape, as well as the messages or symbols they carry. Regulatory signs. Regulatory signs are generally black and white, although some are red and white. Please follow along and review the sign pictures beginning on page 45. Stop. When approaching a stop sign, you must stop at a clearly marked stop line. If no stop line, then stop before entering the crosswalk on the near side of the intersection. If no crosswalk, then stop at the point nearest the intersecting highway where the driver has a view of approaching traffic on the intersecting highway before entering it. Yield. Yield right of way. You must slow down and yield the right of way to other vehicles and pedestrians in the intersection you are crossing or highway you are entering. If necessary, stop before crossing the intersection or entering the highway. If pedestrians are in or about to enter the crosswalk, stop until they have crossed the highway, then proceed. Slow down so that you may safely yield the right of way to other vehicles or pedestrians. Do not enter. You may not enter this section of highway from the direction you are traveling. Wrong way. You are going in the wrong direction. Speed limit. The maximum speed limit on a section of road, under ideal driving conditions. Keep right of island. The road ahead is divided. Stay on the right side of the island or barrier. Turn prohibition and lane control signs. No left turn. No right turn. No U-turn. Proceed straight. Left turn only. Right turn only. Work zone signs. Work zones are hazardous areas for both workers and motorists. These are commonly identified with orange signs, cones, drums, barricades, or flashing arrow panels. Here are some tips for travel through work zones. Pay attention. Be aware of hazards, like uneven pavement, narrow lanes, heavy equipment, and gravel. Watch for signs. Regulatory signs are generally black and white or red and white. Warning signs in a work zone are orange and black. Do not go around or move any barriers or signs to cross over a road that is closed to traffic. Lane shift. All lanes will shift according to the sign. Stay in your lane as it shifts slightly. Be prepared to stop. Slow down and be prepared to stop for road work ahead. Slow moving vehicle sign. You are approaching a slow moving vehicle. You should slow down and approach the vehicle with caution. This sign is primarily used on off-road vehicles, farm equipment, construction equipment, etc. Road closed signs mean that the work zone cannot be entered, except by authorized personnel. Road closed to through traffic, or road closed, local traffic only, signs mean that the work zone is open to local residential or commercial traffic, but the traffic must not use the work zone as a travel route unless they have a reason to stop within the work zone. When closure signs are properly placed, continuous trips through a work zone are prohibited. Other signs should be available to direct you around the work zone. Slow down. Fines for speeding are increased in work zones where the signage indicates. Watch where you are going. Workers are just inches away from traffic, working both night and day. Do not follow too closely. Leave plenty of space between you and the car ahead. Speeding, inattentive driving, failing to yield the right of way, and improper lane changes also contribute to crashes in work zones. Plan ahead, allow for the few extra minutes and minimize distractions, such as a cell phone and the car stereo. School safety patrols. You must follow any directions issued by a school safety patrol official while driving your motor vehicle. These officials are appointed by the school and will have a badge, appropriate clothing, or insignia marked school patrol, while in performance of their duties. They will display stop or other proper directional signs at school crossings or other points where school children are crossing a public street or highway. Warning signs. Most warning signs are black on yellow and diamond shaped. They also include the fluorescent yellow/green school warning signs. These signs warn you about an unexpected condition. You may need to slow down or take other action. Some common warning signs follow. Open range. You are traveling in an area where livestock have the right of way and are allowed to roam freely and unfenced. Three-way intersection. You are approaching a three-way T intersection and will have to turn either to the right or the left. You must stop and yield to drivers approaching from the other two directions. Intersection / crossroad. There is another road ahead which crosses the road you are on. Watch carefully for cross traffic in your path. Traffic signal ahead. These signs are used on roads with higher speeds or where the view of the intersection or light is blocked. Be ready for an intersection and a stoplight. Merging traffic. If you are on the main road and see this sign, be prepared for other cars and trucks entering into your lane. Two-way traffic. This sign warns about a transition from a multi-lane divided highway to a two-lane, two-way section of highway. Lane end / merge left. Two lanes of traffic will soon become one lane of traffic. Merging traffic must yield. Added lane. Two highways are converging. Watch for traffic in the left lane which may move into the right lane. Before moving into the left lane, if needed, check to make sure it is clear while signaling before changing lanes. School zone. You are nearing a school area with a crossing. Watch for children and the marked school crossing. There are increased penalties for violation of school zone speed limits. The color of this sign may be yellow or fluorescent yellow / green. School crossing. Watch out for children, reduce speed, and obey crossing guard signals. The color of this sign may be yellow or fluorescent yellow / green. Pedestrian crossing. Watch out for people crossing the road. Pedestrians have the right of way, and you may have to stop for them. The color of this sign may be fluorescent yellow / green. The sign may have flashing lights that indicate a pedestrian is crossing. Divided highway begins. You are getting close to the place where two-way traffic will be divided by a center strip. Divided highway ends. Two-way traffic ahead will no longer be divided by a center strip. Watch out for oncoming cars. Low clearance indicates the overhead clearance above the highway is very low. Railroad crossing. This sign gives you early warning of a railroad crossing ahead. Be prepared to stop before you get to the tracks if a train is approaching the crossing. Slippery when wet. Road ahead may become slippery in wet weather. Slow down under these conditions. Hill. This sign is a warning to all vehicles that the road goes down a steep hill. You should check your brakes before going down the hill. No passing zone. This pennant-shaped sign will be on the left-hand side of the road or highway in addition to a do not pass sign or pavement markings. It warns you of a no passing zone for your lane of traffic. Share the road. This sign is placed below a bicycle symbol sign and is used on highways where bike lanes are not provided. It serves as a warning to drivers and bicyclists that they need to share the highway. The signs may be placed where there are narrow lanes, narrow shoulders, high traffic volumes or speeds. Animal crossing. Watch for animals crossing the highway. Emergency notification system sign. This sign is posted at or near a railroad crossing and lists the railroad's phone number along with the location-specific crossing number. The sign displays information needed to notify the railroad of an emergency situation or of a warning device malfunction. Guide signs. Guide signs are either white on green for directional and distance, white on blue for motorists' services, or white on brown for cultural, historical, or scenic points of interest. Barricades. Highway departments and construction crews often perform work that requires traffic lanes or entire roads to be temporarily or permanently closed. If a lane or road is closed to traffic, one of three types of barricades will be placed in the road as a warning to drivers. Barricades are either red and white, permanent, or orange and white, temporary. Even though barricades can be different colors, the instructions they give to drivers are the same. The V-shaped pattern on this barricade means that the road is closed and traffic can proceed no further. The lines on this barricade angle down to the left, indicating that traffic must pass the barricade on the left side. The lines on this barricade angle down to the right, indicating that traffic must pass the barricade on the right side. The barricades may have flashing lights on them, especially at night. Traffic signals. Traffic signals are lights that regulate the flow of traffic mainly through intersections. Vertical traffic lights have a red light at the top, a yellow light in the middle, and a green light at the bottom. Horizontal traffic lights have a red light on the far left, a yellow light in the middle, and a green light on the far right. Red light. A steady red circular indication means stop. Come to a complete stop before you reach the stop line, crosswalk, or intersection. You can make a turn on a red light unless posted no turn on red. Flashing red light. A flashing red indication means stop. You must come to a complete stop, yield to cross traffic or pedestrians, and then proceed when clear. Steady red arrow. While the steady red arrow indication is displayed, no turn is permitted in the direction of the arrow until a green or yellow light indication allows movement. Yellow light. A yellow light means caution. An amber or yellow circular indication warns that the signal is about to change to red. If you have not entered the intersection and can come to a safe stop, you should do so. If you are already in the intersection, you should continue moving and clear it safely. Flashing yellow light. A flashing circular yellow indication means caution. You should slow down, look carefully for hazards, and proceed with caution. Solid yellow arrow. The solid yellow indication with an arrow means the signal for the turn is changing. If you have not entered the intersection and you can come to a safe stop, you should do so. If you are already in the intersection, you should continue the turn and clear the intersection safely. Flashing yellow arrow. The flashing yellow arrow means turns are allowed after yielding to oncoming traffic and pedestrians in crosswalks. Green circular light. A green circular indication means go. You may proceed forward. If you are in the left turn lane, you must yield to oncoming traffic and pedestrians in crosswalks before turning left. You should not enter the intersection unless there is sufficient space on the other side of the intersection for your vehicle to completely pass through the intersection so you are not blocking the intersection, regardless of a traffic control signal to proceed. Steady green arrow. A green steady arrow means go. You may pass through the intersection in the direction the arrow is pointing. Oncoming traffic is required to stop. You should not enter the intersection unless there is sufficient space on the other side of the intersection for your vehicle to completely pass through so you are not blocking the intersection, regardless of a traffic control signal to proceed. Doghouse signal. Most commonly used to indicate protected left turns. The yellow light indicates that the protected left turn movement is ending. Note, whenever a traffic signal is not functioning, treat the intersection as a four-way stop. Pedestrian crossings. Pedestrian crossing beacons allow pedestrians to cross the highway and permit drivers to proceed as soon as the pedestrians have passed. The pedestrian hybrid beacon, sometimes called HOC, consists of two red lenses positioned over a single yellow lens. The traffic lights are located on a mast arm over the highway and on the roadside. Unlike a standard traffic signal, intersections with pedestrian hybrid beacons do not have any traffic signals facing the side street approaches. Any side street that is controlled by a stop sign will continue to be controlled by a stop sign when a pedestrian hybrid beacon is in place. Before turning a corner, watch for people about to cross the street. 1. The signal light the driver sees is unlit until the pedestrian pushes the crosswalk button. 2. Then it turns to a flashing yellow light that warns drivers approaching the crosswalk to slow down. 3. The flashing yellow light is followed by a solid yellow light, telling drivers to prepare to stop. 4. Two solid red lights indicate to drivers to stop at the stop line. Vehicles must stop completely when the signal lights are steady red. 5. When the red lights flash alternately, the driver must stop, yield to pedestrians in the crosswalk, and proceed when the crosswalk is clear. Normal vehicle traffic can resume when the light turns dark again. 6. The signal light the driver sees is unlit and they may proceed if the crosswalk is clear. Pavement markings. The lines and symbols that are painted on the highways divide lanes, tell you where it is not safe to pass other vehicles, where you may not change lanes, which lanes to use for turns, where pedestrians may walk, and where you must stop for signs or traffic signals. A dashed yellow line. A dashed yellow line means that vehicles in either lane can cross the line if it is safe to do so. Double solid yellow lines. Two solid yellow lines mean that neither lane of traffic can cross the lines unless they are turning, if it is safe to do so. A driver can cross a double yellow line when turning left into or out of a driveway or entrance to a business. No passing is allowed. A solid yellow line and a dashed yellow line. One solid yellow line and one dashed yellow line means that only vehicles in the lane with the dashed line, lower lane in this drawing, can cross the lines to pass other vehicles. Shared lanes. Center lanes are reserved for making left turns, or U-turns when they are permitted, from either direction of travel. Shared center lanes are marked on each side by a solid and yellow dashed lines. You may not travel in the shared turn lanes or interfere with another vehicle preparing to make a turn from the center turn lane. Edge lines. Solid white lines may be located along the side of the road to show where the edge of the road is located. At night or in bad weather, they help you stay on the road. A solid white lane line. Avoid changing lanes where a solid white line separates lanes of traffic moving in the same direction. A solid white line with a bicycle insignia, located along the side of the road, this indicates the area is designated for bicycle traffic only. Bicycles must travel in the same direction as adjacent traffic. Dashed white lane lines. On highways with more than one lane moving in one direction, traffic lanes are separated by broken white lines. Drive within these lines. Never straddle them. Cross over them only when it is safe to change lanes. Double solid white lane lines. Lane changes are prohibited in areas where this type of marking is present. Dashed bike lane lines. The dashed bike lane line indicates that drivers turning right can merge to the right and bicyclists turning left can merge to the left. These are always found at intersections or some driveway areas. Bicyclists should move left, out of the bike lane, if they are going straight to prevent being turned into by the car. Both users must be aware of each other, and if a bike is already in that area, right turning drivers must yield. If a car is already there, the bicyclist must move to the left. Green pavement in bicycle lanes. Green paint emphasizes where two movements cross over each other. Some bicycle lanes and bicycle lane extensions through intersections are painted green for additional emphasis. Drivers must be aware that bikes may be there and bicyclists must be aware that vehicles cross the bike lane in this area. Intersections. Railroad crossings. Railroad, RR, crossings should always be considered dangerous. Drivers should listen and look both ways for an approaching train and for signals indicating an approaching train. Never proceed until you are certain it is safe to do so. When required to stop, you should do so within 50 feet but no less than 15 feet from the nearest rail of the crossing. The chance of death or serious injury in a collision between a train and a motor vehicle is 40 times greater than for other highway crashes. The stopping distance for a 150-car freight train traveling 50 miles per hour is 7,000 feet or 1 1/3 miles. It is up to you to protect your life and the lives of your passengers at a railroad crossing. Learn the signs and devices that highway departments and railroad companies put up to warn you of danger at a RR crossing. Many times, pavements are marked in advance of a crossing with an X and the letters RR. Railroad crossbuck signs can be found at most crossings. Flashing light signals are often combined with crossbuck signs at crossings on busy streets and highways. You must stop when the lights are actively flashing and may only proceed when you can do so safely. Gates are used to stop automobile traffic at many particularly dangerous crossings. You must never drive through, under, or around a crossing gate that is lowered or being lowered. You can avoid a tragedy by following a few safety tips. Expect a train at any time. Always be careful at a crossing. Never stop your vehicle when any part of your vehicle is on the track. When in traffic, never proceed across the tracks unless there is adequate room for the full length of your vehicle. Never drive around lowered gates or fail to heed a warning signal, even if you can't see a train approaching. Never shift gears while driving through a crossing, this may cause your vehicle to stall on the tracks. Never race a train to a crossing. Watch out for a second train. Do not proceed until you are sure no train is approaching on another track. Watch out for vehicles that must stop at crossings. Some buses and trucks are required to stop at all railroad crossings. Look both ways as you approach a railroad crossing, even if the flashing light signal is not functioning. Roundabouts, aka rotary or traffic circle. The roundabout is a one-way circular intersection where you must always turn right to enter and exit. The most common sign seen when approaching a roundabout is a warning sign with an arrow in a circle pattern. In a roundabout intersection, all drivers must yield the right-of-way to vehicles that are already in the circle. Drivers must enter the roundabout counterclockwise and merge into the circle whether they need to make a right turn, a left turn, a U-turn, or continue forward straight through the intersection. How do I drive it? In a roundabout, slow down to navigate the intersection. There are no traffic signals in a roundabout, so traffic entering the intersection may or may not have to stop. Entering traffic yields to circulating traffic, which always keeps moving. To safely use a roundabout, plan ahead. If the roundabout has two lanes, approach the roundabout in the right lane if you need to make a right turn and in the left lane if you need to make a left turn or U-turn. If you need to go straight through, you can usually approach the roundabout from the right or left lane. Enter the roundabout by first looking left and yielding to traffic in the circle. Use turn signals when entering and exiting the roundabout, except when you are traveling straight through the roundabout. To make a right turn, enter the roundabout in the right lane and complete the right turn by turning right at your first opportunity. To go straight, enter the roundabout and then stay in that lane until you reach the other side. To make a U-turn or take what would be a left turn at a traditional intersection, stay in the leftmost lane, if it is a two-lane roundabout, and follow the lane around until you reach your exit. Then, follow the curved line out of the roundabout. There should be no reason to stop, but be prepared to stop for bicyclists, pedestrians, and unyielding drivers. Through turn. A through turn is a method of managing intersection traffic by prohibiting direct left turns. How do I drive it? To complete a left turn in a through turn intersection, continue through the intersection, perform a U-turn downstream at the next traffic signal from the traffic signal/intersection you just went through, as directed by lane markings, head back toward the intersection, and make a right turn. Single point urban interchange. A single point urban interchange or SPUI, pronounced SPUI, gets its name from the traffic signals that control turns from a single point at the center of the interchange. How do I drive it? Make sure to stop at the stop lines so you won't be too far out in the intersection where you might impede cross traffic. Going straight, orange arrow. Stay in one of the two through lanes. Turning left onto highway, green arrow. Enter the left turn lanes, marked with a left arrow. Exiting highway, blue arrow. The exit ramp divides traffic into lanes for turning left and right. If you exit the freeway by mistake, you cannot travel straight across the highway and get on at the other side. You need to turn left or right onto the intersecting highway and find a safe place to turn around to return to the correct entrance to the freeway. Exit the highway to travel on the cross street, yellow and blue arrows. Turning right, drivers will stay in the right lane when exiting the interstate. Yield, turn right, and merge onto the highway. Watch for pedestrians. Turning left, drivers exit the interstate in the left lane and merge into traffic onto the highway. Watch for pedestrians. Walking or bicycling. The interchange includes crosswalks, bicycle paths, and pedestrian signals. Bicyclists and pedestrians use the signalized pedestrian crossing and then are directed to the center pedestrian island in the middle of the interchange. Diverging Diamond Interchange, DDI. A diverging diamond interchange, or DDI, temporarily channels traffic lanes to the left side of the highway in order to create direct access with the interstate. How do I drive it? Drivers will notice that opposing traffic crosses at the signals on each side of the bridge/overpass. Drivers will need to follow the road signs, signals, raised islands, and pavement markings. Motorists will need to stop at the stop lines to ensure they are not out in the intersection where they could impede cross traffic, pedestrians, or bicyclists. Going straight over the interchange. As drivers approach the intersection, they will proceed through the traffic signal at the entrance to the interchange and follow their lane to the opposite side of the overpass. They then proceed through the second traffic signal and follow their lane back to the right side of the road. Road signs, signals, and pavement markings will help guide drivers to where they need to go. Turning onto the highway. As drivers approach the interchange in the left lane, they will proceed through the traffic signal at the entrance to the interchange and follow their lane to the opposite side of the road. Once they cross the bridge, they will make a left-hand turn onto the highway.